I started to pull a chair out and put right here in front of the altar table and sit down this morning. Because behind this pulpit, sometimes I think people view you as their pastor or the minister or the preacher or that guy. I wanted to sit down to you this morning because I want to talk to you as a friend. I want to talk to you as somebody who cares about you. Somebody that really, even if you're sitting there going, you don't know me. No, I don't. But I do know this. You're a creation of God. And I know on the authority of His Word what He wants. So I'd love to talk to you this morning as a friend. We're going to talk about two of the saddest words in the English language. Almost. And wait. And wait. We're going to talk about those from a spiritual perspective. And in the context I'll be using today, almost and deciding to wait, they have the potential to cost us everything. Give you an example. Years ago, Ginger was in master's school at Campbell. Spencer was a little fella, and he and I would have guys' nights out when Mom was in school. We were driving to get something to eat one night, passed by a car lot. There is a 1968 ice blue Corvette with white interior. Almost broke my neck turning. We went and got something to eat. We pulled out and I headed back up the road. Spencer said, "Aren't we going home?" I said, "Not yet." We went and I got out and I looked at it. It had a great price on it. I think it was $13,900. Beautiful car. Complete off-the-body restoration. White interior, black carpet, and that ice blue. We got in the car. Spencer said, "Daddy, you going to get it?" I said, "I don't know. But not a word about this to Mom." That night, we tucked him in, said his prayers. I kissed him goodnight. I headed back down the room to the den, turned the TV back on. Ginger was back there with him. She comes back and she sits down. She goes, "So, tell me about that Corvette y'all went to look at so I could kill him." And I hemmed and hawed. Spencer will tell you, I waited. When I went back, it was gone. I have never found another one to this day. Isn't that the way it always is? If I go to my grave and I don't ever own a Corvette like that or a Camaro of my dreams, that's okay. But let me tell you something, people, whether you're here or whether you're tuning in, if you miss heaven, that's a different story. That's a different story. I want to use several passages this morning. He thinks you need to be in heaven too. I'm going to use several passages this morning to illustrate this fact. I want to call your attention to some various scriptures that emphasize the importance of these two words. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, "Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call on you." Mark says, "For what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul?" And then Paul writes to the church at Corinth, Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. This is the first Sunday of March. A little bit of trivia. Anybody have any idea what happened 2 years ago on this Sunday? Not this date, but on this Sunday. I can't. One of the happiest days of my life. 2 years ago today. And I don't care what this year has been like for you. Successes, failures, challenges, sickness, health, whatever it may have been, whatever struggles you might have been through, God got you through it. Some of you are sitting here this morning going, well, praise the Lord, I made it this far. But you know what? There are some that did not see the first Sunday in March this year from our own family and many more across the world. There are those that are not going to see the end of 2023. I hope I do. But I'm not guaranteed that, neither are you. As a matter of fact, none of us are even guaranteed to see the start of April. Jesus may just come back before we ever have a chance to turn the calendar. The book of Proverbs plainly tells us, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Tell you a little story. Used to work with a man named Wyatt Pearsall. And he wasn't as active as your dad. He was one of my agents. I don't think he ever wrote a thing. But he was in Wilson. And Mr. Pearsall was widowed, didn't have any children, and his agency was his life, and he didn't have a lot of business. But he would call me about once a week, just to argue about something. Heard the old saying that you could argue with a signpost and then pull it up and argue with the hole? That was him. He would find something. And he was probably in his mid-60s at that time, but at the end of every conversation, he'd stop me and say, well, thank you, Mr. Hill, for listening to an old man. That went on the fall of 1986. He called me and he said, well, they're not going to have Wyatt Pearsall to piss around anymore. He said, I'm retiring December 31st. I said, well, good for you. Spend some of that retirement money. Enjoy yourself. They gave him a party, good recognition. And then our company was closed. New Year's. I get a call first day back in January. Sales manager said, are you sitting down? So I got some bad news. He said, Wyatt Pearsall died January the 1st. Retired one day, died the next. He didn't count on it, and also it wasn't his choice. All that work, all that retirement, all those plans, he never got a chance to enjoy any of it. He literally worked his entire life and died the next day. Now, I'm not trying to be morbid, because we should be excited for what the future holds. I'm excited. I hope God lets me live long enough to see what Colson's going to be. He's got a mad right. He might be a boxer. But the most important thing is we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared. Not just physically or financially prepared, spiritually prepared. There's nothing in this world worth losing our souls over. And folks, I want you to hear this. To be almost saved is to be totally lost. In our scripture, we're told that today's the day of salvation, when we should accept Christ. Not tomorrow, not next week, not some other time, today. And the reason of that is because we are not guaranteed of tomorrow. Paul witnessed to King Agrippa. He was actually the great-grandson or the grandson of Herod the Great. And he also witnessed to King Felix. He was the son-in-law to Agrippa. And Agrippa looks at Paul after Paul witnesses to him. And he said, "You almost got me, Paul. You almost persuaded me to be a Christian." Felix heard the same message. Felix heard the same message. And the Bible says that Felix trembled. You know why? He knew. He knew what Paul was saying was right. But Felix put it off. Felix, in essence, says, "Now, I'm not saying I won't, but today isn't a good day for me. Come back later." The one thing those two have in common is that they were both moved by the gospel and they refused to accept it. For scripture notes, Agrippa never got over that almost. Felix never found a more convenient day. As far as we know, they both died without Christ in their hearts. All through eternity, I guarantee you they're going to remember those statements by Paul. Agrippa's going to remember saying almost. Felix is going to remember saying come back on a better day. But there'll not be another chance. Almost and waiting. How sad are those words? How sad are those words? They hesitated. And it cost them everything. I've got a feeling there may be people here or watching that have almost came forward before and accepted Christ. I got a feeling there are those here and those that are watching that think, you know what, I want to do this, but it's just got to be a better day, a more suitable time, a more convenient day on my schedule to accept Christ. My question today for both is, what are you waiting for? Almost. I've heard that word from people before. Listen, he tells us to come to him just as we are. Had a man tell me he almost came forward one morning, met me in the parking lot. I said, "Why didn't you?" He said, "You don't understand what I got to get cleaned up." And pardon me, I am parched this morning. I've got to get a swallow of water. Whoa. The devil's trying to get into the middle of things this morning. He said, "You don't understand what I got to get cleaned up." I said, "You never will. You never will." We need to come to him just as we are. Dirty, sin, sick, and let him be the one that cleans us up and mends up our broken lives. In just a little bit, we're going to have an invitation. I know God's Holy Spirit is dealing with you right now. But the devil's also dealing with you too. He's going, you can't do this. You can't do this. You can't get over this almost. You can't cross over that line. People are going to laugh at you. People are going to wonder what in the world they've been doing. What's in their closet? It's none of anybody else's business between you and God. The devil's telling you, this ain't a good day for us. Wait till another time. There's an old Indian story I read one time about a young brave, and a story was being told to him that inside there's two animals. There's a wolf inside of everybody that wants to destroy and kill and ravage everything good in his life, and the other animal is a lamb that seeks to do good and is gentle. And the brave asked the old chief, he said, which one wins? And the chief said, the one that you feed the most. Almost is a sad word. Don't let it be your epitaph. Don't let it be your epitaph. Don't be like Agrippa and saying, I'm almost there. Don't be like Felix and putting it off. Be brave and decide that almost isn't good enough. Come this morning and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. What is a more convenient time to receive Christ than today? The devil's telling you to wait. And if he gets you to wait, he's won. He's won. Wait till next Sunday. And you know what it's going to be next Sunday? Wait till next Sunday. I hope you're here next Sunday. But I can't guarantee that for you. I might not be here next Sunday. Today is the day the decision needs to be made, and today decisions will be made, either to accept Christ or reject Him. Waiting isn't an option. If the Holy Spirit's touched your heart today and you decide to wait, you will regret that decision for eternity if you ever get another opportunity. We can all decide today to make sure that we're prepared. Make that promise to yourself. Tell the devil to get behind you and come and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It'll be the best decision that you've ever made. Life's too short to wait. We need to come do it today. How many of you like to fish? I love to get to fish when I get a chance. I read about a man that took his wife, took his two daughters out to fish. They had little Snoopy rod and reels. He baited those up and they caught some small fish and they threw them back. The day grew long. And he looked at them and he said, wind it up, girls. We got to go home. And they looked at him and said, Daddy, can we just catch one more? Daddy, can we just catch one more? He said his heart was touched because he could see Almighty God getting ready to look over and say, son, go bring my children home. And he's going, Daddy, let me catch one more. Let me just catch one more. There's a day coming when there's not going to be. Catch one more. Today, if you're here and you don't have Christ, don't be that one more that goes to hell. If the Holy Spirit's touched your heart and convicted you of the need for Christ in your life, you're almost there. You're almost there. The next step is up to you. Don't refuse. Don't put it off. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. Start off this brand new month with Him in your heart. This is the time. Don't let the devil rob you of what Christ is about to do in your life. Come and accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Don't be almost persuaded. Don't wait for a more convenient time. This is your time. Today. And you know it. I pray that you'll make that decision to ask Him into your heart today. Would you bow with me in prayer? Lord, I know this has been short, Father, but everything that needs to be said has been said. Father, may your Holy Spirit work at touching our hearts and changing our lives. Have your way in this time of commitment right now is my prayer. Amen.